WJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focused, and let Words of Life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Us, our heart, mind, soul, spirit, and body. Father God, we ask that you would give us clarity of thought, that we'd be able to receive and articulate what you've said and understand it in a way, Lord God, that will bring joy to our hearts. Father, give me precision of speech that I may speak a word into the hearts, minds, and the ears of the hearers. And Father, that their heart today will be the tablet in which I shall write upon the word of faith, the word of God that brings healing, deliverance, power, peace, and prosperity, and the display of love to all that hear and believe. Father, we thank you now. Lord, we thank you for those who have come from near and far. We thank you for their safety and their peace, and that you've guided them with your own hand. Father, we thank you that our angels are encamped all about us as we worship you. Father, we thank you that you looked over the celestial banisters of heaven and poured us out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive. We thank you, Lord, in this moment of intimacy that we are made whole. That we glorify your name, Lord. And Father, when you've touched, healed, delivered, set free, and done everything you want to do in this service, according to your will, we'll be giving you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we will join with many winged seraphim and the many-eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you are holy. You are holy, God. You are holy, and your glory fills the earth. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your name, the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to use for a thought this morning. I've got a reason to go back and tell the Lord, thank you. Amen. Verse 15 says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. I'm almost done. This is a quick one here. The Bible says that with a loud voice, look at the conclusion here. He, with a loud voice, began to glorify God. But the thing I love about this brother here, that he was a stranger. He was a Samaritan. He was not even supposed to be subject to get the blessing because he was an outsider. Come on and say amen. We got to look at this. He saw that he was healed. See, the rest of them went so somebody else can tell them that they were healed. But this one here, he began to see a change in himself. Now, when God shows you yourself that something's going on in your life, then you ought to at least tell the Lord, thank you. You ought to at least give him some glory. Come on and say hallelujah. The conclusion here is that when you see God doing something, there's a cause for celebration. When you see God cleansing you, when you see God touching you, changing you, you ought to turn around and say, Lord, I thank you. I would have cussed him out last year, but thanks be to God, I'm changed. Oh, I hit somebody right there, boy. Oh, yeah, I would have knocked them out last year, but this year, thanks be to God that you made my hands holy, and instead of raising them to fight, I raise them to praise. Come on and say amen. And here, we got to get to a point like this man. He was on his way just walking, and maybe it was because he had lost his nose, and he began to smell something. Say, I smell a blessing coming my way. Maybe it was because he had lost his fingers, his hands, his toes, and he looked at himself and he saw something. He says that I gotta stop and go back and thank the Lord for what he has done. And sometimes we need to start looking around. Look at yourself. The problem is we most of the time look at everybody else. You look at what somebody else is driving. Look at what somebody else, what kind of ring their husband bought them. Looking at what kind of house they live in, what kind of job they got, how they dress. You don't know the story, and you can't even talk about the glory. So you need to just look at yourself and see what God is doing for you so you can celebrate where you are. I'm going to celebrate right where I am. I may not be a millionaire, but I can celebrate like I'm one. Oh, come on and say amen here. I may not have everything I need to have, but I don't mind giving God praise while I don't have it. Come on and say amen. I, I, I may not be what you want me to be, but I'm going to praise him. Come on and give God some glory here. This man was with 10 other people or 9 other people, and as they went their way, all of them sick together. All of them complained together. All of them ate together. But it wasn't but one of them that, as he was on his way, began to see a change. And see, while we're on our way, we need to begin seeing changes. You need to start seeing a change in your life. If you don't see a change, something's wrong. You ought to see that you don't think the way you used to. Oh, come on and say amen here. When I came to the Lord, I found myself not going where I used to go. Come on and say amen. I'm not saying I was perfect, but I decided that ain't where I need to be, because every time I showed up where I used to go, something went wrong, and I said, this got to be God letting me know I don't need to be here. And so I started to change. I used to cuss every other word, but then my voice started to use better words. I started to speak the word of God rather than speaking the devil's words. Come on and say amen. People that love to cuss, you love to be unholy. Come on, because you know those cuss words are unholy words. I wish I had somebody, but I wanted to see a change in me. So I started to see that change, and I had to give God thanks, because after all that time, I tried to make myself better. After all that time, I tried to make these changes and rearranges myself. But God said, no, you can't do it. You need me to do it. And so the Holy Spirit came in my life, and he began to change me. See, if you don't see the Holy Spirit moving in your life, you need to start asking God, God, give me the Holy Ghost, because I can't make it without him. We need the Holy Ghost in our life. And when you have him, then you know that he's going to make a change in your life, because he's not going to stay in a house that's a slum. The Holy Ghost is going to fix you up. The Holy Ghost is going to clean you up. Jesus said that when the strong man is bound, that the Holy Spirit goes in and bind him, cast him out, clean the place up. He furnishes the place. He builds the place up, cleans the place, and so he can live in the place. And so what God does in your life so he can stay in your life is that he moves some stuff. And some people out of your life too. So why are you crying over him that left your life? Why are you crying over them that left your life? Why are you complaining and wanting them back? And God said, you're better off without them. I've moved them out of your life. For right now, they didn't need to be there. I wish I had somebody. We need to stop going back begging people and going back finding sin and finding stuff to get into, and know that God has said, I changed you. That's why you can't enjoy that cigarette like you used to. Left-handed or right-handed. Oh, come on and say amen. God said, that's why you can't enjoy that drink like you used to. Oh, come on and say amen. You don't like the way you feel when you get in that place. I don't like the club scene anymore. And the reason why, God is saying, because I'm changing you. I'm making those things that I don't like, the things that you don't like. Come on and say amen here. But I'm so glad that this man had a change in his life, because he saw a change. He said, I need to tell the Lord thank you. And I realized the reason why people don't go back and tell the Lord thank you is because they don't see a change. Oh, come on and say amen. They talk about a change, but they don't see a change. So they don't go back and tell the Lord thanks for the change. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. So it was a cause for a celebration. We need to understand that our condition that we're in now is not our conclusion. We need to understand that whatever we're going through now, it won't be that way always. Or whatever my dis-ease is, and whatever dis-eases me, it won't be in my life always. You look at me come next week this time, I won't feel the same way. I'll be better. Come on and say amen, because God won't let me stay this way. I gotta give him the praise. I have to give him the glory. When I look at what this stranger did, oh, come on and say hallelujah. In verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back with a loud voice. I like that. He said with a loud voice. Sometime when God do something for us, we don't want to tell anybody. We don't want to praise the Lord. We don't want to open up our mouth. We'll sit there and say, Lord, I'm thanking for what you've done for me. But God said, you need to know that I didn't do it in private so that you wouldn't give me a public praise. I wish I had somebody. He said that if you go in your closet, I learn how to go in private and pray about my condition. He said the Lord will reward me in the open, in public. And so if he blesses me in public, I have no choice but to praise him while I'm in public. I wish I had somebody. That's why the scripture said rejoice with them that rejoice. What's God saying there? He said if you see me happy and rejoicing for my healing, I want you to rejoice with me. If you see me happy and full of joy and rejoicing for my deliverance, I wish I had somebody that said the Lord delivered me so I can rejoice with you. Do I have anybody? Oh, come on and say amen. You ought to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I got a reason to tell the Lord thank you. Say yes. When I look at the scriptures here, and the Bible says in verse 16, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. I said, now what does that have to do with it? That and he was a Samaritan. You see, when we look at this man, he went back, he glorified God. He fell down at Jesus' feet, and he began to tell the Lord, thank you, because God had restored him. He had restored him back to his regular life. But before I go back into that life, let me go back and tell the Lord, thank you. He said that he was a Samaritan. What does that mean here? It means that he wasn't a man of the covenant. He was a stranger to the Jews. And Jesus said, I came to save the lost tribes of Israel. Jesus said, I came to them first. I wish I had somebody. But this man reached over beyond the law, and he reached out and found grace because he was hanging with the people. I wish I had somebody. That Jesus was coming to heal. You see, if you just hang around church folk long enough, then God will bless you. If you just come in here a little while and hang out with Living Word, you'll find yourself blessed. I wish I had somebody that say, I'm a witness. When I came here, I didn't have much. But now since I've been here, the Lord keep blessing me right now. I'm not bragging about us, but I'm boasting on the Lord that if you just hang out with me a while, the Lord will look at you and say, you need something. You ain't got the accent for it. And he'll open up a window and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. Just the other day, I'm going to testify for my niece. Just the other day, I was talking to Jasmine. I say, Jasmine, do you realize that you're really blessed? She said, it ain't nobody but God. Jasmine has a house, a car paid for. Went to Shreveport, wasn't looking for no car. And the man said, go look on the lot. Whatever you want, you can get it. Look, that's how God bless you. She wasn't looking for a blessing, but God sent her to a blessing. Do I have anybody here? Jasmine ain't even 30 years old yet. Have all of that. I wish I had somebody. I'm not going to say what else she waiting on, but she know what it is, and God will bless her if you trust the Lord. Hold on to God. I wish I had somebody. Just hang out with me a little while. If you just hang out with the church folks, I believe God will heal you. You might come in here sick, and you don't know how you're going to get well, but I believe God will. Oh, come on and say amen. Don't look at what other folks have done. Don't look at what older folks have. I'm looking to the Lord. I'm lifting up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. Do I have any witnesses? Come on and say yeah. And I look at this situation. He says, and Jesus answered. He said, where were there not 10 cleansed? He said, but where are the 9? And they are not found that return to give God glory except for this stranger. Do I have any witnesses? He said, there's some folks that been with God all this time and they can't open their mouth and tell the Lord thank you. You know God healed you. You know God saved you. You know God has protected your children. And you refuse to open up your mouth, wave your hand, and say thank you. I wish I had some thankful people that said if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Do I have anybody that's thinking back over your life and said it was hard for me to get through that situation, but I made it? Come on and say yes. I've been through the storm, and I've been through the rain. I've been through heartaches. Yes, I've been through pain, but I made it. Say yeah. Say yes. When I look at what Jesus said, he said there wasn't nobody else, just this one stranger. So I'm looking around now, and 1 out of 10, they'll give God thanks. And I'm saying, God, that's okay with me. If it's okay with you, that 1 out of every 10, I think each pew can hold 10. There ought to be at least one person on each pew. I wish I had somebody that would tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you. Say yeah. When I look at what Jesus said, and he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith made thee whole. You see what the others had? They got a healing. They got the feeling better. And they said, I feel good. Let me go hang out with JoJo. Let me go hang out with Boo Boo. And all of them others too. They went somewhere else. But this man right here, he said, I don't just want to feel better. I want to be better. Anybody here say, I want to be better. I don't want a good feeling, but I want to know I'm all right. So I need to go back to the one that saved my soul. I need to go back to the one that healed me. And what did Jesus say? He said, you worship me. You told me thank you. Now get back up, because your faith, your connection to me has made you whole. And so everything that man had faced, he had now been made whole. What are you saying, preacher? What I'm trying to tell you is that although he was healed from his disease, he had to be made whole. Because don't you know that while he was out begging 50 feet away from folks, there were some people that he knew that said, I knew in high school that you wouldn't be no good. Come on and say yes. He had to be healed from that. There were some loved ones that said, you know about John? He's a leper now, hanging out with the lepers, begging for bread. Every time I pass by, he always calling my name. I'm ignoring him. I wish he would die. Oh, come on and say amen. But God said to this man, he said, you're made whole. Now, what are you saying? I'm saying that God healed him so that when he saw those people that ignored him when he called, when he saw those people that passed by him like he was already dead, God healed his heart that he can say, here I am. You thought I was going to die, but God healed me. See, every one of us should be able to say that, because the world looks and they say, you're going to die. And the devil said, your sin's going to kill you. But guess what God said? He said, I won't die. I shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. Although death comes, I still live. I'm like Paul. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith, and henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And what kind of crown? It's a crown of life. Though I get diseased, I still live forever. See, death can't kill me. I wish I had somebody, because Jesus said, oh death, where is your victory? Do I have anybody that say, I got a reason to tell the Lord thank you? We all have reasons to tell the Lord thank you. I wish I had somebody. And we ought to thank the Lord because he is good. I wish I had somebody. We have a reason to thank the Lord. He said in his word, in everything, give thanks. This is the will of God concerning you. Now, when you think about that, concerning Al Holden, it's God's will that I say thank you, Lord, for every backache, and every headache and even every heartache. I say thank you, Lord, for all that I've been through, because if I didn't go through it, I wouldn't have ever known that you were a healer. If I didn't go through it, I wouldn't have ever known that you'll be a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. If I never would have went through it, I wouldn't have known that you can deliver by the spitting of your word. Do I have anybody that say, I never would have known how good God is, except I went through, and when everybody else walked out, then God walked in and picked me up, turned my life around. Say yes. Anybody here? I got a reason to give God thanks. I want to say thank you, Lord, that you sent Jesus, 39 prophets and 42 generations. You sent Jesus to die for my sin. But what I'm glad about is that when he died, he had me on his mind. When he died, the sun refused to shine, but he didn't stay dead. So I want to tell the Lord, I got a reason to tell you thank you. And what's that reason? Early, early, early Sunday morning, he got up with all power. Come on and say yes. Say yes. Tell the Lord thank you that he rose from the dead. While I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. He rose from the dead. And now I tell him thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. I can imagine, oh, come on and say yeah, that the Apostle Paul, when he was shipwrecked, he turned around after he made it to shore. He said, I tell the Lord, thank you. As he was bundling sticks and the snake bit him, shook the snake off, and he told the Lord, thank you. I wish I had somebody that said, I got a reason to tell the Lord thank you. Anybody here? Oh, come on and say yes. I may not tell him thank you for the same that you may tell him thank you for, but I got a reason. I got a reason to tell the Lord thank you. Now, what's my reason? He's been too good to me. He's brought me out when people gave up on me. He held me when I was sick. He healed me. Do I have a witness? Say yeah. Say yes. When I didn't have money, he was my card to get me where I needed. Somebody say yes. When I had no mother, he was my mother. When mother's gone, do I have a witness? And so I don't know about you. You may not have a reason, but let me tell you another reason. Because I know he's all right. I tell him thank you, because I know he's all right. Now won't he bless you? Now won't he keep you? Now won't he heal you? All you got to do is go. When he tells you to go, I say, won't he do it? Won't he, won't he? Won't he, won't he? Won't he bless you when everybody else curse you? Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph in all things. I'm more than a conqueror through him that loves me. No weapon formed against me will prosper. That's why I thank him. He loves me so much. He's done so much for me. I refuse to sit down on God and not say, Lord, you deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. I wish I had somebody that said, I'll get at his feet just like the Samaritan man. I want to be made whole. I don't want just the healing. When I leave here, I get healed and my mind's still confused. When I leave here, I get healed and my heart's still broken. I want the Lord to make me whole. Make me over, God. Somebody say yes. Any man be in Christ, then he's a new creature. Now that's enough to say thank you, Father. Wish I had somebody. Do you realize that God is asking you, have I done enough for you that you can tell me thank you? You hadn't said a word since you came in the building. Now's your time to open up your mouth, rally your head back, and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Say yes. Say yeah. I know he's all right. Anybody know it? I say, anybody know it? I'm done for the day. But I want you to know, I may not know three things. I may not even know two things. But one thing I know, I know he's all right. That's my celebration. It's a time just like the man while he was on his way. He said, whoa, wait a minute. Do you have any moments where you say, whoa, wait a minute, I got to go to church. Whoa, wait a minute, I got to go back to the house. Whoa, wait a minute. Sometimes I have those moments, and it'll hit me at a red light. Whoa, wait a minute. God, you've been good. Do you have any of those moments where you can say, whoa, now, wait a minute here. God's been good to me. I wish I had somebody. You know, I had somebody to tell me what somebody said about me, and I was going to say something. Then I say, whoa, wait a minute. Thank you, Lord, that you put me in their mouth so folks can start talking. I wish I had somebody so maybe they'll mention you while they talk about me. Whoa now, wait a minute. Do I have anybody that say, whoa now, I was at the light, had to lift my hands and say, whoa, Lord, you've been good to this little old boy. You've been a blessing when I didn't have nothing. You say, just hold on. Saw everybody else driving. God said, hold on. Saw everybody else with a house. He said, hold on. Saw everybody else with a decent job. He said, hold on. I wish I had somebody. They say, I had a moment where I had to go back in my mind and say, whoa now. See, when you start complaining, you need to say, whoa now. I can't complain. I had some good days. I had some hills to climb. But when I look around, and I think things over, all of my good days outweigh, anybody got it, outweighs my bad days. Whoa now, I won't complain. Say yes, say yes. Ain't he all right? If he's all right, I dare you to stand on your feet and say, I'm here to give God thanks for what he's done. When you look at me, you're looking at a miracle. Somebody say, yeah, a miracle of grace, because I wasn't nothing. I was just like everybody else, sitting under the tree, drinking my 40 ounce, and the Lord said, preach. I said, I got to let it go. You see, I was nothing, but the Lord picked me up, dusted me off. When people wrote me off, he wiped me off. He filled me with the Holy Ghost and gave me a word to let you know that God can, even if you're nothing in everybody else's sight. Whatever you used to do, don't worry about it. You say, today is a new day. I will not wear the label. I will not stay away. But I'm calling on Jesus. He made me whole. And I got a right to say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Anybody here want to lift up your voice and say it with me? Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you can't say nothing else, wave your hands and tell the Lord, you've been good. You've been kind, and I want to thank you. I can't be there for my children, but you can, God. I can't be at their every call, but call on the Lord. Say yeah. Say yeah. I know he's all right. Anybody here? I say, anybody here see a cause for a celebration? I heard Brother Bobby, while he was trying to encourage you, he did a good job. But some people won't let you encourage them. But I want to